stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys Gridiron Updates. Obviously, I'm Smeltzy, and with me, I got a new face up here, actually.
Hey, buddy.
Rob, let's just go ahead and introduce you immediately to our faithful following.
I am Rob. I am joining this excited football season. It's finally here. I can't wait. We're early August, so we're going to get a little preseason show going on.
For sure. So, obviously a Vikes fan.
Yes, sir. Been a Vikings fan my whole life.
So. Checks a box for me.
That we'll get along real nice, but until we disagree about something.
Which I'm curious if we'll get into immediately this episode. But before we even go any further into talking about the NFL and how Gridiron Updates is going to go for us this season, we do want to mention that this episode is actually, again, brought to you by The Cappy. Your little device here that helps open the can, and then you can flip it around, as Rob is showing us here, opens the can, you can flip it around and cover that hole again, just like that, just in case you're, who knows, maybe you're outside fishing, something like that, drinking a soda or something, and covered so no mosquitoes, whatever.
Going in the campground, on the boat, anything like that, something like this is going to come in real handy. Even if you're out at, at your local watering hole, slide it right over here, identifies it's yours, covers it up.
Comes in multiple colors. Why don't you tell them where they can get it, Rob?
Amazon, you can get your 4-pack right here. And, you can find it. Get some for a stocking gift or something like that.
Oh, dude, stocking stuff are a great idea. Obviously, the holidays are coming up. And obviously, don't forget that it does indeed have a hole right. So you can put it right on your keychain, actually. So there's one for me, the Cappy, all loud and proud. But I always have one on me. So
exactly.
I'm good to go. With that, let's head right into kind of our preseason preview. And starting off right away with the preseason preview, obviously we're both Vikings fans, so we have to start with the NFC North, and we will be starting with our Vikings. But the idea here is that we're going to kind of go division by division, maybe mention a couple things about each team, and then kind of give our prediction on how they will finish in that division. We're not going to get crazy with it unless you got crazy with it, Rob.
You never know yet.
So I'm not going to say any records for the teams, but let's just head right into the Vikes, man, to be honest. So I don't know. Just tell me your feelings right now.
Well, it's got to be a good vibes coming off the draft this year. We finally possibly have got our franchise quarterback. We did get some bad news today.
We thought.
Meniscus tear. Probably 2 to 4 weeks. They're maybe talking by the beginning of the season he might be back. But he's been a really nice addition. Then we also stole Dallas Turner late in the draft.
That was a steal.
Which, his dip and move around the corner, I think he's going to be a real threat with Brian Flores' defense this year.
A great replacement for Danielle Hunter. Yep. And honestly, like I don't even know Danielle's numbers last year. Do you recall those off the top of your noggin?
Yeah, I think he was.
I feel like he was a little bit non-existent.
A little bit. I think he was coming off a little bit of injury coming through a preseason like that. He plays the opposite side that Hunter's, so he's going to be more of a blindside rusher, where Danielle was more of a against the right tackle. So he'll bring a little bit, and we got some new additions. We got Green. We got so many on defense.
We're idiots.
What?
Danielle Hunter had 16 and a half sacks.
Oh, well.
Non-existent.
Non-existent.
So that just shows you already we're off to a hot start.
Very hot start.
It just felt like he wasn't as in the play as he normally is. But, I mean, at 16 and a half sacks, that's probably top five in the NFL, I'd imagine.
True, but I feel like I got a vibe from him. Like, a lot of his sacks came in, like, not in the crunch time. So, like, a lot of his 16 numbers were when we needed him at the end of the game to close out a game. I felt like that's where he was slacking a little bit.
And either way, you got to replace a guy like that.
You do.
And same with, we lost DJ Wanham as well.
We did lose.
And he had 8 sacks, which was more than I also thought he had. So I was actually hoping we'd keep DJ, but what a replacement in Dallas Turner. What about the rest of the draft? How do you feel about the rest of Kwesi's draft?
Well, we didn't have a second round. We got the guy from Oklahoma that sadly was in a car accident here earlier in this year.
Was it Oregon? I thought it was Oregon.
Oregon, sorry.
Yeah.
And the corner. So Kyrie Jackson.
Kyrie Jackson.
Rest in peace. Sorry to hear that. So hope him and his family and everything are you know, recovering from that. The Wilfs did come out and pay out the rest of his signing bonus. It was a nice touch.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And then they ended up paying for his whole funeral cost. So
wow.
The Vikings organization really came through the clutch in that moment there for the family. So depth on the cornerback, that was one of the things that you know really hurts. We did have Gilmore come in yesterday for a visit.
Which blows my mind. I didn't even hear that.
I know, but he did leave without a contract, so that's got to scare you a little bit.
Well, no offense to him, but are we really going to send Duke Shelley out there? Like, he did great for us a number of years back, right? But
he did.
He's bouncing around for a reason, right?
I think the
Again,
fan
no
base.
No offense to you, Duke. If you're around watching the banter, you might as well hop on the show, buddy.
Yeah, you totally can. Yeah, I think he's more of that nickel. I mean, we have Evans on the outside with
who didn't look horrible in the preseason.
And I like
his shaky.
Yeah, and then we have still Byron Murphy coming back, and then Shaquille Griffin, who has got a lower body injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't play preseason game.
In preseason right now, so
and Blackman is done for the year. So,
but we still got Bynum and Smith on the backside for good experience. You have Martellus. Running around
too. I like him.
Our linebackers, we got some upgrades from what's his last name? I'm already
Van Ginkle.
Van Ginkle and Green
Grenard.
Grenard. So yeah, I gotta learn all these new defensive names. Grenard, yeah. So on that side of the ball with Brian Flores and his unique place calling, it should be interesting.
I'm glad he's sticking with us. I thought he might have had one head coaching job, but I can't remember if he did or not. But
yeah,
I thought he had one, and he decided to stay, but I can be making that up to make myself feel better. But
yeah, so.
I do love having Brian Flores here.
Yeah. And then on the offensive side, I mean, adding Aaron Jones to the running game to replace Alexander Mattison, which is a huge upgrade. I don't remember the amount of fumbles that he had in crucial
Too
times.
Too many early on.
Yeah, early
and
on.
And I thought he was going to be money and the great replacement for Dalvin because he was a great 1-2 to Dalvin. And, you know, kind of this thunder and lightning, as our host from last season, Tyler, would like to mention. Thunder mm-hmm. and lightning, I mean, great, I don't know, is that called an analogy?
Yes.
Great analogy.
Way to break it down there, Salty.
Yeah, breaking it down. But I don't want to spend too much longer on the Vikings. We got a lot of teams we want to actually discuss. I do just want to ask you one more question. Sam Darnold, obviously you mentioned J.J. McCarthy going down with the meniscus, but how do you actually feel about Sam Darnold? I coach with a guy that told me he's going to be a top 10 quarterback this year. I disagree, but it's close.
It's close. I mean, I would definitely say top 15 with just the weapons we have with, you know, Jefferson on the outside. You got second year Addison coming back. J. Hockenson is
who we don't have for like 6 weeks.
It's coming off the knee injury. So I think he's on the pub list for 4 weeks. So that's going to be a little bit to replacement. So, but I'm excited with enough weapons of Naylor, Powell, filling
in. I love Naylor. I hope he gets a shot.
I really hope
he finally gets a shot. Be the number three and see what happens.
Yeah. Then on the offensive line, we re-signed Darisol for extension.
Thank God.
And O'Neal.
Second best left tackle in the game.
Exactly. So our outside is the two tackles are all pro level.
Yeah, for sure.
The inside with Bradbury, he's had a little trouble last year against those big tackles that really pushed him back.
He was up and down last year. The year before was bad. The year before that was great, right?
Yeah.
So I'd say last year was at least better than the year he had before. But I agree with you. He still kind of struggles with those bigger boys.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then on that, because we run more of like that zone running game too. So his athletic ability helps in it. But in that, the pass pro, that's where I think PFF would really
rate him.
Downgrade well. Him to a different well. Level. So
so I don't know. Do we want to wait till we go through every team in the division and then give where they're going to finish, or do we just want to say where they're going to finish in the division when we're done wrapping them?
We could go either way. I think we just go through the division. We'll kind of break down where we think the records will fill in after that if that works for you.
Sure, sure. So we'll just move right along then.
All right.
Let's move to the Packers.
Oh, the Packers.
We're going to have Packer fans, at least one. There's another guy that's a half Packer fan somehow while also being a Ravens fan. He'll probably light me up for that when he finally joins our show as a guest. But the Packers, man. Jordan Love, signed a big deal.
He did sign a big deal.
So is it going to be worth it? Have you seen enough from Jordan Love that you would give him that deal? If he was a Viking,
I think they were forced kind of their hand on that because they signed him at a 2-year deal on a restructure prior to that, and after the beginning of the year, it looked like maybe that was the right call to do a 2-year. But that second half, he absolutely was on fire. He was from Watson to Romeo Dobbs and Reed, and they.
I'm over Christian Watson.
You're over Christian Watson?
I'm over
Watson?
Christian Watson.
You think that
I like Jaden Reed.
Okay.
I like Jaden Reed. I like Romeo Dobbs, but I like Jaden Reed. But I don't know, man. How many games did Watson even play last year?
I think it was about 9 he played.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then the year before, I think it was 12. So this is coming on his third year. So he hasn't had a full 17 games, which is always a concern for
any player, really.
Especially your number one slotted receiver.
Do you think he's a true number one? I know that was a conversation we had last year, but you're new, so I want your opinion on
it. I think he's a solid two. Yeah, I don't think he's more of that downfield threat versus that possession, third down, we need 4 yards.
For sure. He's for sure still a downfield threat. He just got to get a little bit more of that separation. I don't know. He did play 9 games last year. Good call. And the year before that, 14. So
14, all
hopefully
right.
We see progress in that sense, right? Anything you want to mention about the Packers defense?
They lost a little bit on the defensive side, but I think their overall talent on that side of the ball is going to be at least in the middle of the NFL for defensive. So, and with the amount of points the offense can possibly put up, I don't know how good that defense really needs to be. It's all on Jordan Love's, shoulders, whether he's that second half player or is he that first half player that we saw last year. So
for sure.
But no, if they have 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row, it's going to be.
They got to be doing something right.
They got to be doing something right.
He sat for a while, and now, yeah, like you said, the second half, I don't know. I think the NFC North is going to be tough.
It's going to be very tough.
And with that, let's head into Detroit, who won the division last year. So if we have any Detroit fans that are actually watching us, they're probably upset that we're waiting until third to talk about Detroit. But they're for real. They're for real. I think they could win the division again, if I'm being honest. But
I haven't projected probably winning it because their offensive line is probably the one of the best in the NFL. Mm. So with that running game between Montgomery and second year now Gibbs running – that creates
hamstring
that play.
Injury today.
Yeah. Did he get a hamstring?
Yeah. I don't know if it was today, but it was recently. But I think he'll be ready for week one. But
yeah. Once you can run the ball and play action, that opens it up for all the receivers they have.
Amon-Ra.
Is Williams still there?
Jameson.
Jameson.
Yeah.
Williams?
Jameson. Yeah. Because the Vikings gave it to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In the draft.
And then you got Laporta.
Oh man.
Just
they're not missing T.J. Hockenson.
No, not at all.
To be honest with you, Laporte is great.
Yeah, and he came in cheaper as a rookie contract,
for sure.
too. So,
for sure.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, they didn't really lose anybody. And as a football fan, you got to really like what Dan Campbell's doing up there. I like his style of play, his attitude, his approach to the game. He's just kind of one of the boys that, you'd want to have a couple beers with and talk football. So
he definitely has that vibe to him, doesn't he?
Yeah. He does.
Dan Campbell. Let's head to Chicago with the Bears. Obviously, the biggest story with Chicago has got to be Caleb Williams. Other than just, I feel like there's always drama surrounding the Bears the last couple seasons of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out if they're going to stay in downtown Chicago with their stadium next to the river there, whatever,
Lake Michigan.
Before the Chicago faithful kill me. They were talking about moving the stadium in like some suburb or whatever. Now, obviously, drafting Caleb Williams, that comes with at least a little bit of baggage, whether you want to admit that or not. There's some sort of baggage there. You know what I mean? Just A wee bit, right? So what was your first – did you watch happen to catch any of Caleb's first game?
Yeah, I watched his the first quarter of him. I watched him play at USC a few times last year. And the last six games, he just didn't look like the number one overall draft pick. Even though he has the skill sets there, he got a little happy with his feet, I felt like, a lot, and tried to extend plays, which, you know, in the NFL, everyone's a little bit faster. The windows are a little bit tighter. So it'll be seeing that adjustment. He made a couple really decent throws in the first preseason game, and he's got the skill set with those feet and legs.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and that's, you mentioned the feet, and I liked some of his pocket presence. You know, he could feel that pressure a little bit. I mean, the dude's got a freaking cannon.
Yeah, he does.
And, I mean, I don't want to say I have a problem with his attitude. To be a professional, I never was. Newsflash. But, like, to be a professional, you got to be a little bit cocky and humble at the same time. He just seems like he trends a little bit more on the cockiness side. Would that bother you at all? Should that bother the Bears? Obviously, they took him. But does that bother you at all? Do you think it'll just be an adjustment period and then it'll kind of go away a little bit? Or
I think it's all about what the guys in the locker room think of him at the end of the day. If they want to be behind him and, you know, going through the proverbial brick wall for a guy – I think that leadership skills is there. And they also, don't forget, they got to have the ninth pick with Romeo Doubs, too. So that's been a really nice addition.
No, not Doubs.
Not Doubs, but...
I can't even say his name. I don't want to butcher it.
Let's go Rome. It's Rome. Rome,
the receiver out of Washington, right?
Yeah. And that they paired him up with DJ Moore, who came over there on from the Panthers deal. And then also they signed Keaton Allen.
And I'm a big Chargers fan, if you guys listened last year as well.
So
that sucked.
Yeah.
And addition then to go them, to the North. Come yeah. on. Come on.
So addition with him, it's that was a really nice. And then they also.
He's got something left in the tank.
Oh, he does. And if you guys are watching it all on Amazon, they're doing the Hard Knocks
for the Bears
right now.
I didn't watch it yet.
I was checking that out last night. So I think they got pretty good vibes going on in that Chicago area right now. So if I was a Bears fan, I'm feeling pretty good about where you're at. You feel like there's a future now.
I see a lot of memes that Bears fans feel awesome for the first, like, 6-7 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, everybody's wives get their man back because the Bears are, like, crapping out again.
Yeah, so and they also picked up Swift as the running back thing. So
I think that was nice. I think they missed David Montgomery, but I think that's nice.
Yeah, so I think that in that aspect, on the offensive side, we'll see. It's that the growing pains of a rookie quarterback. It's seeing the window, believing in yourself, and making the throw versus hesitating, and that's typically what'll get him in trouble. So, this North is a tough division.
That's what I'm saying. I think this North is going to be a lot tougher division than we've seen in the past couple of years. I think the Bears are going to be much more competitive. They finished the season fairly strong, you know. Who's winning the North for you?
Right now, I have the Lions first, second, Vikings, third, Packers, fourth, Bears. But I think between the bottom three, they're all going to be in that 500 range, from 9-8 to 8-9 in there. And I'm probably predicting the Lions about a 11-6 record.
Where do you have the Vikes, like right behind them at 10?
Yeah, I was the 9-8 actually. I think it's going to be a tight for scheduling. Their first half is, but it's going to be a tight division. I think they're going to beat up on each other a little bit, and like any NFL sport, your best ability is your availability.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm going to go Lions, Packers, actually. Ugh, I hate to do it. Vikings, and then Bears. No offense to the Bears. I think they're going to have a much better season, but I think it's stepping stones for the Bears. They're going to progressively get better. Hopefully the Vikings don't progressively go backwards. I think it will be a tough season for the Vikings.
Yeah.
If the Packers beat the Vikings in the standings, I think it would be by a win, maybe two. I think it'd be close. But
yeah, it's pretty rare for a rookie quarterback to come into the NFL and have above 500. C.J. Stroud is one of the first in a long time that's had, you know, a really productive rookie season like that. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays, Love plays, and then the only thing on the Detroit is Jared Goff. do you trust him enough to be that next step kind of guy? Made the playoffs this last year.
Have to.
Do they have the deep run? You know, are they better than the 49ers? Are they better than the Eagles?
Cool. Those are all different conversations.
Yes.
I don't think they're better than the 49ers, but we have to move on. We're already a little bit behind because obviously we love the NFC North. We think it's going to be very close, and the Vikings play in the NFC North. Welcome to the Viking show. NFC East, let's not spend too much time on these, but New York Giants, what are they looking like this year?
They lost Barkley. They drafted a Malik Neighbors from LSU, and he looks like a dog. Like he was probably one. I mean,
he was the one throwing hands in practice, though, right?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of attitude.
Ignore that.
Yeah, but next to Marvin Harrison Jr. coming out, I thought he was. Those two are like one and two in my book for top receivers and rookies. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's going to help them. Losing Barkley is going to be a big loss for them.
Are we going to see anything that we don't already know from Daniel Jones?
That's the part.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes. Is he the quarterback against the Vikings in the playoffs, or is he exactly how he was last
game? I hated that game.
Yeah, it was very tough. But that game paid him. So he got paid hard.
He did.
So I did watch a little bit of the Hard Knocks preseason of the Giants, and they debated back and forth a little bit on whether they wanted to move up for one of the top three quarterbacks.
You did get that feeling that they were thinking about it.
Yeah, and I think if the Patriots weren't so dedicated on and needing a quarterback, that we might have seen.
They would have made a move.
They would have seen a move, you know, whether it was them or the Vikings, or probably would have been the top.
Because the Vikings wanted Drake May, allegedly.
I kind of wanted Drake May too.
Oh God, that's another. We'll table that. We'll table that. We'll bring that up. Yeah, defensively, I don't know.
Other than the D tackles in football, there.
Yay. Other than the Commanders in the division, I think they're worse defensively than the Eagles and Cowboys both. Like I don't know.
I would agree with you there. Yeah, and what did they end up finishing last year? The Giants. They were.
As you bring that up, I can't remember. Because it was definitely ran by the Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah, it was.
America's team.
America's team. America.
You know why they were called America's team?
Because everybody could watch them on Thanksgiving?
I mean, pretty much. It was because they were the most, like, available team to watch on TV. I don't ask any of the years. I wasn't around. But that is why they were called, you know, America's team.
Why they were America's team.
Mm-hmm. They're the most, televised at the time.
So let me just pull up their record real quick. So, yeah, the Giants were 6-11.
I could see a repeat.
So, yeah, I'd see them finishing it there.
I'll give them 7 wins.
And we can move on to the Commanders. They were the bottom dwellers. But they did draft Jaden Daniels. He looks like a legit NFL. He's poised, ready to go. He's so accurate. He's like, if you watch any of his tape, his accuracy might have been the best out of all the quarterbacks in the draft this year.
I wouldn't have minded him coming to the Vikes, to be honest with you. I think, like, Drake May would have fit, you know, KOC scheme better. But again, I'm going down a rabbit hole that we cannot go down.
Nope.
How do you feel about the hiring of Dan Quinn?
See, that's the tough part, though. You draft a quarterback on a high like that, and then you have a defensive quarterback coach come in. And if you look at past, you know, scenarios like that where a brand new quarterback is with a defensive-minded head coach, they typically don't do very well. And
right.
You get starting getting in scenarios where you got like a Sam Donald who was in a bad situation with a coach that was defensive too, that just nothing really fit and nothing really worked out for him. So.
It's a matchup to keep an eye on because it does matter to have a good head coach with a good quarterback. I mean, that matchup matters. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, I mean, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, you know, that relationship matters.
Yeah.
So I think that is a great point to bring up.
And the Commanders are probably one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
Yeah. We don't even. Yeah.
So,
don't
like, even you know, they're going to be them. Struggling. If they're not putting up 30 plus points, they're going to be struggling for wins, in my opinion. So,
let's just head. I hate this team. Actually, I hate both of these next teams. So we need to get. Ooh, they're pretty up there. We need to find a fan of both to have them on.
Okay.
But let's talk about Philly first. I think they will have a little bounce back season this year. I still like Jalen Hurts as a quarterback personally.
I do with their weapons and stuff. They started off, were they 8-1? I think ish.
They're really hot
to start, and then they just fell off. Their secondary got in a lot of injuries, and they just couldn't stop anything, and they were just trailing behind. And I feel like that's when Jalen had to start forcing the ball a little bit downfield.
I also don't think he was healthy.
Okay.
I think he was. To me, I remember saying it. I think he was dealing with a knee injury almost all season. It just seemed like he wasn't 100%. At any point in the season, like something happened early on,
like the
but
Vikings
he kept
game
playing.
Week two, I think that's why. I think that's when he might have.
That's what I mean. Like I think something was wrong, and he just was still playing through something. But I think we'll see a better Jalen Hurts. I think the defense is going to be rejuvenated. You know, I mean, every team is rejuvenated.
Yeah.
Everybody's for the most part healthy right now. There's definitely some injuries out there, but
they got Barkley now, so the
which
addition
is a huge
to him,
addition to their
so
offense.
Running their RPOs is going to be really interesting. I would still like to see at least Barkley getting 20 carries or 20 touches. You know,
you have to, or at least if you're not getting 20 carries, you know, maybe it's like 13, 15, and then you got him out on 5 pass plays or something. Just get the ball in his hands. He can make plays in the open field.
He can.
You just got to get the ball in his
hands.
But
Jalen's not a dump down kind of quarterback. He likes to throw. He likes the air out. So like,
or he's pulling it himself.
That is true. So, but, yeah, he needs at least see 20 touches to take the pressure off of, you know, him throwing the ball
for
downfield
sure.
all
and
the time.
I would imagine that's why they brought him in, but I don't know. It's not like Swift was that horrible either. I think Barkley's an upgrade, though, for sure.
It's an upgrade, but if you think about it, the upgrade of, like, is their offensive mind going to change between Barkley and Swift? Are they going to still only
– No, I don't think so.
Swift was only seeing it 10, 12 times. Maybe 15.
But that's what I mean. I think it could be similar, though. You might just get a couple more, maybe another yard or two out of it. But I think they're still going to try to use Barkley in their passing game, too.
And they still got one of the best lines. Even losing Jason Kelce is a big loss for them in the center of their line. But they still got tackles, Lane Johnson, and stuff like that. That they're going to be good. Their secondary is a thing that they really needed to change up and be better than they were last year.
For sure. Let's talk about the Cowboys. America's team. You just go for it. You look like you had something you wanted to say right off the rip.
Well, with Dak, I always feel like they're going to be competitive. I'm worried about their running game a little bit and then whether they side CeeDee Lamb. If they spent a few weeks in a contract issues with him.
What do you think about that situation? Like if you know, it drags on and on and on. Who does that wear on more, the organization or the player? Both, right?
You know, where they started, you know, burning bridges between each other's relationship.
Sure,
Then, I mean, receivers are typical divas anyways. So,
there's that point, right?
If you can't feed their egos at all, next thing you know, they want out.
I do like Dak, though. I think eventually I want to say he's going to get over that playoff hump. I really do, but he keeps proving me wrong.
So, but Jerry came out yesterday and said some nice things about CeeDee Lamb. So I think that they're trying to, you know, rebuild that bridge in communication.
Did he? What did he say?
He just said that, like, he had some comments a couple weeks ago.
I thought he wasn't in a hurry.
It wasn't in a hurry, but then yesterday he came out, we're not in a hurry to get you into preseason, but we do miss you, and we're going to want you for week one. So, he kind of
for week one, not 2025 or beyond, you know. So interesting.
So
old Jerry.
But I have a feeling Dallas is in a slide a little bit. If we were to start going to the predictions a little bit.
Yeah, go for it. What's your predictions for the East?
I'm going to go on the Eagles first. And then I want to say Dallas is going to finish there. And then I'm going to go Giants and Commanders. But I can see Dallas more of a 9-8 team versus a 11-6 team. They were 12-5 last year. Micah Parsons on the defensive side has just been a threat. And if they can, that'll be the one determining is their defense.
See, and I agree with the bottom two, 100%, but I'm flipping the other two. I think the Cowboys win the division.
Okay.
I think them losing, what's his name here? I was going to bring him up later, Samuel Williams to an ACL. He's a right end. He's kind of a key rotational player with Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. But so I think that's kind of an L. You got to have that key rotation guy. But defensively, God forbid Micah goes down or something, you know, key part of that defense. But I just... Dak's so good in the regular season. That offense is so good in the regular season. If they played the Vikings today, the Vikings aren't winning.
True.
You know what I mean?
I would probably agree with you there, but who's going to be their running back?
That is a problem.
You know, Pollard's gone now, and they brought back Zeke. And yay. The reports
but
come
Zeke,
out of
Zeke's
camp.
Zeke's a great red zone back, I would
he
say.
He is, but the reports out of camp is that he barely got anything left in the tank.
Really?
Yeah. I think his
it was
body
a pity signing.
They had to sign somebody with Pollard leaving, and they didn't have a number one back. They had to go with somebody.
He's on top of the depth chart. You can't roll in the season with just Zeke. That I'd look for Dallas to make some sort of move. I don't know what that'll be, but I'd look for them to make a move. Let's move on. Obviously, we're spending way too much time here, but we just want you to know we love football as much as you guys do. What's our next division here? NFC South. Rob, let's start with the Saints. Who dat nation?
Who dat nation?
I'd love to see a game there, by the way.
This is a tough division.
Not in Vikings colors.
I think this is probably the worst division in the NFC overall. I don't feel like there's a team that's coming out of there that is a true Super Bowl contender. Even with the Falcons getting Kirk Cousins, and their amount of weapons that they have, I see them coming out of this division as the winners. But overall, Saints, Carr. He's a solid player. Kamara's starting to get a little long on the tooth. Chris Olave is still a field stretcher. So we'll see what side on the defensive side. I think that, you know, they're starting to get a little older in the tooth there. Some of those Cam Jordans and stuff like that are starting to get a little bit older.
Yep.
So
hitting his 30s.
Yeah. So we'll see what.
Me too soon.
Ugh. Yeah. So we'll see how they come around with that. How's your feelings on them?
On the Saints, they got a lot of work to do. I kind of like what you said. They're kind of aging a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. But I don't think Derek Carr is the guy. I think he keeps proving that. I don't know. I'm not feeling that confident. Where did is Carr's backup still Jameis Winston, or did he go somewhere else?
So Jameis was in Cleveland.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. I wish Jameis would have stayed in New Orleans. I think he would have had we'll get to Cleveland. Jameis could have a chance there, too, at some point. But I think he would have had a better chance to start this season in New Orleans. I think at some point Carr could get the hook.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
He could.
And I don't know. I think they definitely are not going to have a great season.
Yeah, I'm not too high on them. And then, like, the next team on it is the Panthers.
Yeah, just go for it.
Well, they finished 2-15 last year. Bryce Young didn't have a great rookie year. It's really tough for those rookies, though, to come out with not a lot of weapons. And
I think
hopefully he comes out with a little better year because the talent was there. He showed it in Alabama
for sure
that he can play
there.
The football game.
It's still there.
But in the game of football, you need teammates to come help you.
Well, not only that, but I think being a rookie quarterback, you got to give him at least 3 years. That's a long time in the NFL. 3 years, what the average player last five? I think it's less even.
Yeah, I think it's less.
So, but I think rookie quarterback, especially that drafted that high, and you kind of saw it with Trevor Lawrence. Because at one point I was like, dude, you got to take Trevor out of the game. And now you see he's finally starting to get it, and then he got his new contract and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll see something similar with Bryce. I think he just needs a little bit more time to marinate, and then the rest of the team is a dumpster fire, other than Adam Thielen.
Yeah. And the tough part for them, they also lost Brian Burns, and then
That's a big loss.
It is a huge loss, and they traded all their draft picks away to Chicago so they didn't have much coming new in. I think it's going to be another tough year for the Panthers.
Maybe opening day the stadium will be over 50% capacity, yes. But I think that might be it. let's head right into Atlanta. Our boy Kirko went to Atlanta.
You wearing the Kirko chains right
then,
now?
Yeah, of course. Of course. And then, of course, Atlanta goes ahead and drafts Penix.
Which is the oddest move you can possibly think of as a Falcons fan.
After paying what you paid for Kirk, right?
Yeah.
I think Penix will still be fine. And, after the rumors of J.J. McCarthy going down today, there's rumors that Atlanta's really liking Penix over Kirk, so they might cut Kirk. And I'm just like, I don't buy it, but it's an interesting, fun thought that he would come back to Minnesota. But I don't think that's going to happen. Does he take Atlanta to the promised land? No. But does he make them better than they have been? I think so. For sure. I think he's got good leadership. Whether the team buys into that, I have no idea. Like you said earlier, we're not in the locker room. But, yeah, what a weird pick right after you sign a quarterback to a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's really weird. And they could have used, like, Dallas Turner. A lot of people had them projected because they could have really used an end right
Too
there.
Bad.
Too bad. We'll
Too
take
bad.
Them. Thank you. Thank yeah. you all.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, but they have enough weapons with, the, you know, their first-round draft pick, Robinson as running back, and then they got Landon. London still on the outside. So I think they're going to be the top of the division coming up this year.
I'm losing Rondell Moore sucks to an ACL. I liked him in Arizona. That was an addition to Atlanta. Would have helped that receiver room out a little bit. But, I expect Atlanta. I'm not going to get too early in predictions. We still got to talk about Tampa Bay. I expect Atlanta to finish second in that division. No problem. That leads me into Tampa Bay. I think they're taking the division again. I don't think they're going to be anywhere north of 10 wins, but I think they can get to 10.
Yep.
I think they can hit the double digits again and also win the division.
They were 9-8. The tough part is they're going to play the first place schedule now this coming year. So they're going to play the big dogs.
Point.
So their schedule is going to be tougher than the rest of their division. So what Baker Mayfield do you get this year? You know, would you get the Baker Field of the past, or was last year a fluke, you know?
Not last year wasn't a fluke. Not for me.
You're not
I'm
for
on
you?
The Baker train.
You're on the Baker
I
train?
I wanted, listen here, if Baker would have been a free agent, I'm saying I would have taken everybody in Minnesota. That's how desperate we were.
We were.
After Kirk was leaving. But I would have taken Baker here in Minnesota in a heartbeat. I like that he's not afraid to stretch the field. Different than what we've used to seeing from Kirk Cousins, but... I don't think it's a fluke at all.
No checkdown, Charlie.
Did you happen? No, not him. No, no.
No.
Not Baker.
Air
buddy.
It out.
Not
I like
Baker,
it.
Buddy. Did you happen to catch any Baker in college?
Yeah, when he was at Oklahoma. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what last year reminded me of at times.
It was
Oklahoma Baker. I was like, okay, this is like Oklahoma Baker, part of first year Cleveland Baker. That. You know, that's why you're drafted so high. It's just fun to see some of that come back. And I've already used the word rejuvenated, but I think Baker's back. I think he'll have a better season this year than, like, say, Geno Smith had his season after he got re-signed on that bigger deal after kind of, like, cut that comeback season.
And I think what helped for Baker is he spent some time with the McVay out in the Rams at the end of 2 years ago. So and then he came back
right.
with
yeah,
a whole bunch
point.
Of more confidence. And I remember watching that Vikings game with him. I'm like, this is a different Baker.
No, it's different.
This is a different Baker.
Yeah.
So. But they still got Evans. They still got Godwin. So they still got some skills. So
and probably best defense in their division, in the worst division potentially in football right now. But
I would agree with you there, yeah.
So what's your prediction for NFC South?
So I'm going Falcons, Bucks, Saints, and Panthers.
Falcons, Bucks, Saints, and Packers. Interesting. I agree with the second half again, but I'm flipping Tampa and Atlanta.
Two. Okay.
I think Tampa Bay will still run that division. But, yeah, moving right along to the NFC West. Let's start with the Rams.
Well, you should have Matthew Stafford fully back. Cooper Kupp should be back to full health with a nice rookie find at Puka Nacua last year.
No doubt.
So they should be slaying it. So fantasy-wise, I'm taking both of those guys with a lot of receptions this year. So defense might be one of the worst in the NFL. You know, they don't have Donald anymore.
Do you think we're going to get a lot out of Stafford this year? Do you think he's actually 100%? Because he was another one that got banged up kind of earlier and then just...
Yeah, didn't he have like a shoulder issue
there was
at the beginning of the year
on.
And it
yeah.
just never...
Never
pulled,
really went away.
Never really went away. And then Cooper went down.
Yeah,
And then it was just they were just fighting all year to stay healthy and relevant. But they did end up finishing 10-7.
Somehow.
So
I don't think that's happening.
If that's just the weak division or you know, just their schedule came out, or it's just coaching genius out of McVay and just finding a way to get it done.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't think the Rams are going to have a great season, to be honest with you. I pretty much agree with everything you said. I think it will depend on how healthy Stafford is. Kind of like what we were saying about the Bears, too, or maybe as the Packers. I can't remember already. But the offense would have to put up a lot of points for them to have a successful season.
I agree. They're going to have to be above 25 points a game on offense.
For sure.
So I feel like the reason I would take those guys in fantasy is I think they're going to be playing from behind a lot.
And just airing it out.
Just airing it out constantly. So
hey, there you go. Fantasy insight from Rob. Seattle Seahawks. Does Geno Smith bounce back?
So they got a new coach now. They know that Pete Carroll's gone. Geno, they still got DK Metcalf and
for now.
Jason, I can't even think of his last name from USC 2 years ago. There was so much talent in that wide receiver room that he didn't get to see the field.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I think that was Ohio State.
Ohio State.
I know who you're talking about. I don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we're working on all the names now.
Yeah,
for sure. 5 months off. You can't remember every other. So.
But you still got what I like about Seattle, you know, defensively. They're always going to have that crowd behind them no matter what. Seattle fans are extremely faithful, actually. Extremely faithful. So you always have the Legion. I'm sorry. You always have what do they call it? They're the 12th man or whatever.
Yep.
You always have that.
Yep.
You know?
I agree.
So,
but the new coaching regime, we'll see. It'll be an interesting season for them. I could also see them having a really bad season.
I don't think they're going to do well.
So, like, I think
and
Pete
DK
Carroll
have to be gone.
Had that locker room connected still. Even with a little less talent, I think he got the most out of them.
Sure.
So we'll see what the new coach in Seattle does, you know, if the team is gelling and buying into his system.
For sure. You were a big Pete Carroll guy? Liked him?
Well, he just wins.
Sure.
You know, I always like guys that just win, you know.
I wonder if that dude ever got, like, a gum sponsor. You know, chewing gum. Like, he's always the whole time.
Yeah. That or, like, the sneakers, the dad sneakers, the white
dude.
Ones.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The New Balances?
The New Balance, yeah.
Oh, my God. Every game. Arizona Cardinals.
So, Kyler's to be back, full and healthy. They did get Marvin Harrison Jr. back, so.
After losing, who was it? I already said his name. Rondell Moore.
So.
They got a decent tight end. He's young. Can't remember his name.
Trey McBride?
Is that it? Trey McBride? That sounds right, actually.
And, so I think they're going to improve off their 4-13 season, but I can't see them getting above 8 wins personally, especially in that division. When you're going to get beat up by the 49ers, the Rams, and that division, they always play every game so tight.
Sure, for sure. Let's just move on to the 49ers. Again, if we don't talk a lot about your team, well, I guess if you're local, come be on the show so you can talk about your team, right?
Exactly.
But we're just getting so long-winded here. We want to make sure you guys still want to actually listen to us just ramble on. So let's talk about the last team that will be winning the division, San Francisco 49ers. I think they're still a Super Bowl contender with a healthy Debo. With a healthy Debo. I think Debo is more crucial to that offense than Christian McCaffrey. And I love Christian McCaffrey. But they literally have so much built around what Debo can do on a football field that, like, if I had to pick one to be injured, because it seems to happen, I'd pick to have Debo over Christian McCaffrey. And that hurts to say because CMC is, when healthy, is electric.
Oh, he's very electric. And I was looking up the stats. Purdy had over 30 touchdown passes last year.
Did he really?
Yeah. So and then Brandon Ayuk with his contract scenario,
might be gone.
It looks like reports to the Steelers. They've agreed to it, but they're also looking to
Steelers need him.
You know, have a long term deal with him. But defensively they're solid with Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, and all those guys still.
Is Chase Young still there?
Yes, he's still there.
Okay.
So, but. Kyle Shanahan's offense, it's just another step above other offenses of just getting playmakers your ball in space and letting them go. So, yeah, I agree. They're going to be the cream of the crop out of that division.
What's the rest of your division look like?
I'd almost go with the exact same order they finished last year: Niners, Rams, Seattle, and then Arizona. I could see maybe Seattle sliding down to the bottom stop with Arizona coming up, but we'll see. They got a new coach too, so Cliff Kingsbury, now he's the offensive coordinator in Washington.
Is he?
Yep.
I can't remember. Okay, interesting. Well, Dan Quinn needs some help over there.
Yeah,
so
he does, especially that rookie quarterback.
Yeah. My division's pretty much the same thing. 49ers, Rams, Arizona, Seattle. I think Arizona will battle a little bit more than people think this year. Do I think they give the Rams run for their money for second? Probably not. My gut, like, I really want to say yes to get back to some of those good Arizona teams, but I just don't think they're quite there yet. So real quick before we head to AFC, who's coming out of the NFC going to the Super Bowl? Just, I know it's preseason.
I'd kind of pick two teams. I'm going to go 49ers.
Same.
And Lions. Are going to be battling for the NFC Championship.
Wrong.
I think
the Lions will be in the final eight teams again, you know.
Final seven.
But I don't think they're going to make it to the NFC Championship game this year. It, of course, depends on seeding and blah, 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 and I get all that.
Home field advantage.
I agree with the 49ers. However, I think it's finally the Cowboys' time to finally turn that page. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, I think you're secretly a Cowboys fan now. Come on now.
Let's head to the AFC. We got to do AFC quick. Sorry, AFC fans, but AFC North. Who do you? Let's start with the Steelers.
Steelers, interesting little quarterback carousel with Fields and Wilson there. Sounds like Wilson's going to get the nod as the official starter. I think that whole division, it's always typically really competitive. Three of the four teams, or actually all four teams, had above 500 records last year. So if that tells you the strength of that division right there.
Great rivalries too.
Oh, great fan base almost all the way across the board.
Yeah,
there,
for sure.
So
great atmospheres. I think Fields will end up starting week six. Week six, I think Fields will be starting. I hope I'm wrong. It'd be fun to see Russell Wilson come back on a one-year deal and then maybe get a three-year deal out of somebody after the season. But I don't think he lasts the entire season as a starting quarterback.
I think it's all up to the running game. You need Najee Harris to, you know, for
that
play. He needs to have a better season. He did do a little bit better.
Oh, no, he's not even the starter, actually.
Warner?
Nah, I saw that. I hope this is right. I'm almost positive this was on a Steelers fan page. Don't ask me what I was doing there. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure I saw that Cordero Patterson was actually getting the starting bid for the Steelers.
They're running more like not a Wildcat stereo, but like a little Percy Harvin style he's the backfield in the slot.
He's still got a little bit of electricity in him, too.
Yeah.
I like Cordero. Get the ball in his hands. See if he can make plays.
He's a special athlete, and he makes plays when the ball's in his hand. And even back in when he was with the Vikings, you know, kick returns.
Yes.
You know, like we tried to get him with the ball all the time we possibly could. So, I think it's up to the running game because I don't like Wilson or Fields winning the game on them by themselves.
For sure.
So
I'm going to go ahead and be frank. I don't think we need to talk about the defenses in this division. All four of them are great.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a freaking battle. I think you're right. I think that's probably the best division in football.
It could be.
But let's head into Cleveland. They just seem to keep having more woes. They seem to be... I know I keep bringing up quarterbacks, but man, does a quarterback matter in the NFL. You see it every year. It really matters. Do you see Deshaun Watson starting the entire season for Cleveland if he's healthy?
I mean, I'd rather have them than Jameis Winston.
I hear you. Me too. But.
But the losing Nick Chubb, whether he can come back from that horrible knee injury, and establishing they have that Ford kid that filled in for him most of the year, and he ended up having a nice season. And then, still have Amari Cooper on the outside, and then
Njoku,
a tight end. So, and their defense is elite. So
that's what I mean.
They play that small ball. If they can run the ball, they'll be competitive almost every game.
For sure. No, I agree 100% with you. I think if their defense can be the best defense in the division, I think you see Cleveland 1 or 2 in the division.
They were 2 last year, so.
I think it's just going to be so tough. I think it's going to be tough. Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, Joey's back.
Joey B's back.
You know, looks like Eminem now, but with the blonde hair. So
he's got such a weird aura. I don't know. Not weird, but like there's just some like Miami Vice vibes around him that like he's some drug lord.
Is that what the feelings you're getting from
him? Yeah, when he wears the glasses and then he's got the yeah.
I mean, they finished last in the division at 9-8, and Burrow, you know, was how many games did he really play?
I don't think he played very many. I think he was out after like 5 weeks or something.
So, I mean, you're finishing above 500 without your starting quarterback.
It's a good sign.
It's a good sign. So, in that competitive division, though, that it's going to be tough. I do like the Bengals. They did lose Mixon, so their backfield helps in a man, but they still got stud wide receivers all over the place.
100%. He played 10 games.
10 games. So, you know, they won 9 and lost 1.
Yeah, no. I think Joey B is potentially the best quarterback in the division. Lamar Jackson does give him a run for his money, but I think he's potentially the best quarterback in the division. So if he can stay healthy, and like you said, without him, they still finished above 500. They have a couple, you know, decent edge rushers as well. I mean, again, another defense that's, I'd say, it's between them and the Steelers for the worst defense in the division, I would say. But, like, again, worst, that's – I can't even say worst. All 4 of them.
Worst of the best.
Worst of the best. Like, what a great place to be, right?
Perfect, yeah.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, the king. Adding Derrick Henry to the backfield, it's got to be a matchup nightmare for defense coordinators.
You would imagine.
You know, with that RPO option, and they're, you know, with Zay Flowers on the outside, and he still got Mark Andrews running.
And I hope Rashad Bateman stays healthy.
Yeah, go Gophers.
University of Minnesota Gophers. Yeah. Schema.
So, I mean, they're the cream of the crop. They, you know, but they actually went 3-3 in the division. So
yeah.
that's kind of interesting looking at it. And I was looking, the Steelers are 5-1.
Yeah.
So yeah. That division is tough.
Yeah.
So. But if I had to rate it, I'm going to go Ravens, then the Bengals, I think, second. And then I have a feeling that we're just going to go Cleveland Steelers. I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan of Justin Fields, even when I watched him QB1 in high school. I always felt like whenever he got down and out or something bad happened, he carried that weight with him the rest of the game.
Interesting.
So just his aura.
It's interesting you bring up QB1. I wish that was still a show.
Yeah, I wish it was too. I wish they still had Elite 11 too. Do you remember that show?
Oh yeah, Elite 11. Yep.
Yeah, Trent Dilfer style.
Yeah, Baltimore for me for sure winning. And then honestly, I'm gonna go Cleveland and then Cincinnati and then also the Steelers at the bottom. I do have a Steelers friend. He will no longer be subscribing. But, yeah, I think Baltimore absolutely runs that division, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think they can absolutely come out and be and go to the Super Bowl this year. Got Kansas City. We'll get to them. But I think they can do it. AFC East. Let's start with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is healthy. What do we see from him? Do we actually see anything? We saw him and Garrett Wilson kind of added on the sideline, but then Garrett Wilson came out and said, nah, that's just – we're both just intense. That's just how we talk. We're trying to get better, blah, blah, blah. So do you think they have a good thing brewing in New York?
I do. I think he's one of the most dynamic receivers in the NFL, and I think he's going to have the breakout.
Snap. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you look at his numbers last year without Rodgers. He almost had 100 catches, and he was – his target rate, even with Zach Wilson, was almost at 10 targets per game. And I still see that coming and going. And also Breece Hall. I think everyone
kind of – Breece is crazy.
I think everyone kind of forgot about him once Rodgers went down because they just filled the box and made Zach Wilson build him. So, and he just didn't have the room or the space that you would with a legit quarterback behind center.
No, for sure. I think this is also another defense for me that could fly under the radar a little bit. I'm not going to say they're going to be elite. But
I am.
You think so?
I think they're
they have the elite
defense.
They're the
top 5 defense in the NFL.
I think they've fallen a little bit, but I guess I could still say top five. They might be at five for me. Yeah.
And they won seven games with Zach Wilson playing quarterback.
It's a good point. It's a great point.
And that, I was trying to look at their defensive numbers of how many points, 55 points against, it was the lowest in their division. And so.
For sure. New England Patriots, new coach.
New coach.
Is he going to keep the Bill Belichick culture?
I think that's all gone. I think the whole dynasty of the past, it's new people. I don't know who's really left other than the owner. He did play for him. But I think the communication and the leadership, he's a player versus a coach. So it'll be interesting to see if he can rally. And, again, he's a defensive coach with that rookie quarterback. So that always puts me a little fear of, yeah, are they going to take that next step on the offensive side? So I don't see a lot out of the Patriots this year, to be honest.
I'm curious what Drake May will bring. I'm curious. They already released Juju
as well.
I don't know if you saw that, but they released Juju Smith-Schuster. Wonder who will pick him up. I wonder if it was just another one. Too much baggage. Again, receiver, diva,
Yeah, and he was the diva in Pittsburgh.
Down that line, right. The Miami Dolphins. I think the Dolphins win the division this year, if I'm being honest with you. I know the Bills also exist in that division, but I'm kind of over the Bills. We'll get to them. But the Dolphins, I think Tua is going to have an outstanding year. I think their defense is still pretty dang solid.
Phillips returned early from his big ACL injury last year. So on the defensive side, they are. And they have so many weapons on offense. A-Chain,
that was his name. That's who I was just pulling up.
Yeah,
dude is so fast.
He is so fast, and if he's getting 20 touches, and then you have Waddle and Hill on the outside, that's gonna be one of the best offenses. So fantasy football, pick them all up.
Yeah, Tua and would you go Tua and Waddle, or would you go Tua and Tyreek?
Ooh, Tyreek. He just demands the looks. I think they designed so many plays around him that. He's naturally going to get more targets.
That's fair. Last but certainly not least, the Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia.
What a great fan base.
I mean, yeah, breaking tables and crap and negative whatever weather because it gets cold as heck there for sure.
Snowstorms they had last year.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that one was really bad. I don't know. I think it's the fall of the Bills, finally.
It could be.
I think they're starting to crumble a little bit. I think, what the heck's their quarterback? Josh Allen, I think he's still a decent quarterback. He's another one, kind of like Dak at this point. Like, can't get over that hump, and then you get to the playoffs, and I know everything changes. We see some of these top quarterbacks struggle in the playoffs. Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, the guy we're talking about, Josh Allen. You know what I mean? So, I just got to see him succeed in the playoffs at this point. That's where I'm at with the Bills. They could still make a run.
They could.
They have the team to do it.
But, when's Josh Allen going to stop running the ball? He had 15 rushing touchdowns last year.
He's a big man to bring down.
That is a big man.
He's a hard man to tackle.
But, he's getting a little bit older now.
He's not getting younger.
They did lose Gabe Davis. They lost Diggs on the outside.
Yeah, big L there.
They still have Dalton, the nice tight end, rookie tight end they had last year. Yep. So is their offense going to be as powerful as it was in your past? And so that's why I feel like they're going to slide a little bit. They have that Coleman rookie that's been a delight on Twitter and all his,
Who did they just add at running back to? I thought they added somebody else to play in front of Dalvin Cook's brother.
James,
yeah.
I think James is going to have a big year. So.
I think he's shifty. He's almost like another Dalvin.
Yeah, and I think he had above 50.
He's got potential to be better than Dalvin. But.
Yeah, and I think he had above 50 catches out of the backfield last year. So whether they're a little more dink and dumb versus – but that's not Josh Allen. He likes to throw the ball deep. So Coleman will be a nice add. So,
what is your prediction, sir?
If I'm going down the line, I am going to go Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Patriots.
Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Patriots. Okay, interesting. I think this is the first one I got to duplicate you. I think the Bills finally start falling a little bit here. And I am really curious about what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. I remember getting all amped up for the game last year as a non-Jets fan, a non-Aaron Rodgers fan, but I just wanted to see what kind of difference he was going to make on a different team after watching him crush the Vikes for so long, just to have that disappointment. So I am curious what he's going to do. I think he could carry him to two.
They're two. Their offensive line is my worry.
And again, that defense is it is full of studs.
Yeah, their offensive line was their issue last year. They did address it a little bit, but no matter how good your quarterback, if he's on his back, it's not really going to help much. So
100%.
Establishing a running game and protecting Aaron is going to be, I think, their biggest issue.
I don't think they're going to have any issue establishing the run game. I think they're better run blockers than they are pass blockers.
I would agree with that.
But let's move on. AFC South, man, we got to fly through these things. AFC South, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, this is such a tough division.
Another tough division other than the Titans.
I mean, the Jaguars have been slowly over the last few years. I think they made the playoffs last year, too.
Yeah.
So another year for what do we want to call the long hair, beautiful Trevor Lawrence? He should have some kind
sunshine.
Of sunshine.
Sunshine. Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans, old sunshine. Sure. So yeah, they have that whole division is going to be super tight, I think. The Titans might be on the bottom of it, but I like the Jaguars. Who do you feel like on the Jaguars? Do you think they're getting above 9 wins then?
I think they're going to be right at 9. What did they go last year?
9-8.
No, 9-8. Okay. Yeah, I think they're going to be right at 9 again, to be honest with you. I think the games against Houston and Indianapolis are going to be tough. I think with a healthy Anthony Richardson, the Colts are going to be a little bit tougher this year. And again, another defense that's kind of under the radar a little bit for me, the Colts, but
they are. That's what kept them in most of the games. My worry is if Richardson depends on his legs so much and not being able to protect himself, because he took some really big hits.
Yeah, let's talk about the Colts. Let's talk about the Colts.
He took some really big hits last year, not even the ones he just got injured on. It was just finding and getting out of bounds.
And it's similar, and I hope Jaden Daniels was paying attention, because it's similar to Lamar Jackson. It's similar to RG3.
Mm-hmm.
You can make plays with your legs. We saw it a little bit with Jalen Hurts, you know. You got to limit it. You know, Josh Allen somehow, you know, again, bigger body maybe. I don't know, but you just got to limit it.
Just got to find a way not to take the big hits.
Right.
Like be aggressive, but also be, you know, take it when it's there and then know when it's not.
Because you can make guys miss in the open field.
He can.
AR can.
Yeah,
no problem. And he's got a cannon.
Yeah.
So we know that. But
he's still got Jonathan Taylor in the backfield, so... You know,
who was the first player to wear a Guardian cap in a game?
Yeah, I saw that. That was really interesting.
Can't hate a guy for that. I don't know. I can't hate him for that. You know, you got to take care of yours. And if they're giving you the option, go for it, man.
I think there's a couple of different, there's five maybe different designs coming out with almost the Guardian built into it.
Oh, okay.
So,
and eventually the helmets are going to be so good that they won't ever need them. But I just thought that was interesting to see. So Colts, and then we've talked about the Jaguars. Let's get the Titans over with. I got nothing.
New coach, Will Levis. They lost a bunch. Yeah.
Will Levis, Malik Willis. I mean, I don't know.
I don't see much out of them this year, you know, especially the new coach.
Is D-Hop still there?
D-Hop is still there.
That sucks.
And they also got the Jaguars / Atlanta's old receiver, Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
that's right.
That was a nice addition for him. Mm-hmm. But they also lost, you know, Henry. So
Calvin Ridley is a great route runner. Gosh. Yeah.
So establishing it. So I don't have good vibes from them.
I don't either. They're last in my division for me.
So.
But, and then, of course, the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud taking them to
the next
heights
level.
They haven't seen in a little bit since, I guess we could call it prime Deshaun Watson when he first came into the league. But I think they'll repeat as division winners, and I think they're serious, and they're young.
Yeah.
They're super young.
And they loaded up this year, like every free agent they possibly in, so they're in it to win. And, again, that's a tough division, but we'll see if the sophomore year is, you know, better or
I don't see a slump from him.
I don't see, I seriously don't. Looks so poised and calm.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him.
So we're gonna be wrong. So what's your AFC South?
So we're gonna go Texans, Jaguars, Colts, Titans. Is this how they finished last year?
Okay. Yeah, I want to say that Jacksonville can challenge Houston, but I just don't buy into it. Again, I think I gotta do the same thing. Houston, Jacksonville, Colts, and Titans. I think the Colts are definitely going to be better than they were last year. I think they're on the rise, and the Titans are just going to be bottom dwellers for now.
For now.
AFC West.
Super Bowl champs.
I just looking at the team names, right, and knowing the history and blah, 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 like you just want to think that it's going to be a competitive division. And once again, I really don't think it's going to be that competitive. We might as well just start with the Chiefs.
Yeah, they're back. Patrick Mahomes still at the helm. They have enough talent around him. Defensively, they're good enough, and they can put enough points up that they're going to be in every game. They went 4-2 in the division. And I feel like the rest of the division really didn't gain enough to challenge them.
No, and so I agree. I think the Chiefs, I don't even really need to talk about them. I think they could challenge for the AFC team going to the Super Bowl again.
Yep.
But the 4-2 in the division is interesting to me. I think they could even go undefeated in the division this year. I don't think everybody else in the division really did anything extra to boost their chances. The Chargers went out and got the head coach, Harbaugh. Yep. I think that was a W for them. But other than that, they didn't do much. Denver, Vegas, I think it's the same old story for them as well.
Yeah,
but
Denver, Bo Nix is probably going to start. That's another rookie. They do have an offensive-minded coach in Sean Payton, so it'll be interesting.
And now he's got his quarterback that he got to pick, so.
Yep, so.
In a way.
They still have Courtland Sutton, Noah Fant, but they lost Judy.
Judy, yep.
And they still have some defensive players on that side. Patrick Surtain, the second, might be one of the top corners in the whole league, so.
Yeah, he's got to be top three. Right now.
His length and speed and feet, you know, if you listen to any of wide receivers talk about the toughest guys. So, and then Vegas, their quarterback scenario I'm not a big fan of. And they also drafted a tight end from Georgia, Bowers.
I like him.
Yeah, I do
Bowers
like him.
Bowers is a big body kid.
He's a big guy, you know, so that'll
help. There's
some
weapons there, but.
Yeah, but I just don't see them taking the next leap above the 500 record that they kind of were last year.
Did you watch the receiver show?
I did.
Yeah. I kind of want Devontae out of there.
Jets, you know?
I just want him out. Yes, do it. Just do it. Fine. Get it over with. We know
rip the
that's been
off.
a rumor for so long. Like, you might as well.
If they start off 0-3, 0-4, that's going to be the conversation a lot out of Vegas.
Might as well. And who else? Might as well. Like with him, Garrett Wilson, and who else is there again? There's another receiver in New York for the New York Jets. I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, yeah.
But what is your prediction for the AFC West?
So we're going Chiefs, and then I think
hard one.
I think of the Chargers are going to slide up to second.
Yes,
I think
sir.
I think yes, Harbaugh is going to change that culture there.
Yes,
they got a ton of defensive players. They drafted Alt. Tackle.
Yep.
I think they're in a run.
That was
the ball.
A win. I loved that.
And then I'm going to go Broncos 2 years into Peyton having all his team. And then I see the Raiders sliding. I just don't see them improving much.
Do the Raiders still have the same coach at the end of the year? I'm blanking on his name.
Pierce?
Yeah. Do you think he makes it into next season, they give him a chance and an opportunity to help build the team, or do you think he's got a short leash?
I think it depends. I think he has a shorter leash. I think that depends how competitive they are in games. Mm-hmm. If they start getting blown out, I think that seat can get real hot. Quick.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So, because he was the intern last year, and I think they just rolled the dice and said, "All right, we like where you're starting here, but I don't know if he has the talent on his team to help him."
For sure. With that, my predictions are also the same. Kansas City, Chargers, Denver, Vegas. I think that's just another easy one. I think the Chargers do take that step up, bolt up. But, Yeah, with that, we finally made it through our preseason kind of predictions. I thought that was going to take 20 minutes. It definitely did not. So, yeah, with that, we will wrap this up, get into our tent talk. We're going to fly through tent talk. That's where we talk about injuries, news. You can expect to see that every week. I will just mention who won Bonehead of the Year last year in our segment, which is Bonehead Move of the Week. You'll see that every week as well. And then usually we would preview the next five games after that to end the episode. Obviously, we're not previewing any other preseason games or anything at this point. But yeah, with that, Kev, let's head into Tent Talk. And heading right into the tent talk again. We're just going to fly through this if you're still with us, which you should be. And then might as well hit that subscribe button while you're at it.
Like it, follow us.
Some of the bigger injuries. Herbert was seen walking around in a boot for the Chargers. For the Chargers. He is expected to be back for week one. We'll see. CMC will not take any preseason snaps with his calf injury. He also should be ready for week one. That's a plus for San Francisco. Puka Nacua, week to week with a knee injury. I don't know. I don't know if he's back yet. He could have been back. I forgot to check. He could be back now, but just keep an eye on that knee.
Yeah, at least he's young.
D-Hop out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. Probably will not start the season.
Yeah. I'm not drafting him in fantasy either, so.
I wonder how far he'll fall in fantasy. Probably the lowest he's ever fallen.
Yeah, he's going to be the double-digit rounds. Yeah. I mean, he already pretty much was last year, but he actually ended up having a decent year.
It's just weird to say that with D-Hop, honestly. Yeah. Cleveland, Elijah Moore in concussion protocol. Again, another one I don't know. He could be back today, but we'll go with he's not back yet. Nick Chubb still recovering with the knee, as Rob mentioned earlier. Then Greg Newsome, the second, another decent corner. I don't know. I don't think he's top five, but maybe top 15 in the league, in my opinion. Still recovering from hamstring surgery, but he should be ready by week one.
Hammies always scare me. Anyone that has any pulled muscles, especially
Jay Jettis, bro.
Yeah.
Wasn't that his injury last year? Yeah. Hamstring?
Yeah. Caused by our turf.
Ugh. Which got replaced. It got replaced right after the season. Yep. Oh. Yep. Allegedly. I think it did.
Okay.
We mentioned a couple other guys already. Detroit losing one of their pass rushers, John Kaminsky, to an MCL. He could be back for a playoff run, which we do kind of expect Detroit to make some sort of run this year. Kansas City linebacker Nick Bolton already down with an injury. I didn't see what it was. It might be bad, but hopefully he's back for week one because he does kind of hold that defense together. And who's their D tackle?
Jones.
Oh my God! Did you see the first game of the season last year when they didn't have him?
Oh yeah, they lost.
It was horrible.
Yeah, that was against the Lions.
The defense had nothing going on.
No. Yeah.
So I wonder if he was just sitting up there in the box because he was there.
He was there. Yeah.
I wonder if he was just sitting in the box like, yep.
Wasn't it a holdout? It was a holdout.
I'm getting
scenario.
Paid. Yeah. I'm about to get paid. Yep. They need me. Yep. Tampa Bay. Yaya Diaby, maybe. I don't want to say his name wrong. Linebacker, high ankle sprain. Had 7.5 sacks as a rookie.
That's solid.
Got to have him. Especially on Tampa Bay's defense. Got to have him. Carolina rookie running back Jonathan Brooks. He was drafted out of the University of Texas. He's still recovering from an ACL, but before he went down, he played almost the whole season for the University of Texas. But before he went down, he is a little shifty.
He's really good.
He's good. He's good laterally, right? I was reading some draft reports, and I guess a lot of people are saying he doesn't hit the hole fast. You know, he's a little more timid to hit the hole, which in the NFL, it just can't happen. Right.
Well, you just got to have that first three steps because like Le'Veon Bell was this type of guy. Like, he just kind of analyzed and picked a hole, then went. You know.
Yeah.
But you got to have that next level speed too. You know, otherwise you're just gonna get swallowed up.
Well, and you see it with CMC. You know, he gets through the hole. Oh my God, his highlight videos are just insane. He hits the hole fast, gets through, makes one quick move, and he's just gone, dude. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But yeah, Jonathan Brooks should make his debut by week 3 or 4.
And they need him. Carolina needs whoever they
need. They need everything. Just mention a couple smaller news things, whatever we want to call it here. We kind of already mentioned the Steelers allegedly having a deal in place for Brandon Ayuk. They need him. The Steelers need some help in the receiving room. They need to hurry up and get that done. We already mentioned kind of the CeeDee Lamb situation. We're thinking that Jerry Jones will pay CeeDee Lamb. You have to, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely have to.
You have to.
Top 5 receiver in the league in all his numbers, and without him, that offense is not the same.
I would agree, 100%. And then I just had to throw this in here. Tavon Austin retired today, but if you know who Tavon Austin is, you know that highlight film. If you don't, go look it up. His college highlight film, one of the best. Not an amazing career, but another shifty guy.
Oh, he was awesome in college.
His kick returns. I mean, kick returns, punt returns, and then in college at what was it, West Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have another receiver there at the same time? He's catching balls from Geno Smith. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank on it.
I can't remember.
Right now.
I think there was a second receiver there, but that was ridiculous. But anyway, go check out Tavon Austin's highlight tape from college if you needed a reason to do that.
Yeah, boy.
You know what? I'll just go ahead and usually we would cut to bonehead move of the week right here. We don't have a bonehead yet for preseason other than maybe Jordan Addison.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan.
Come on, Jordan. just wanted to recap last year. Bonehead of the year was Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper. I don't even think I need to explain. Multiple different things going on. But the one at the end of the season to close out 2023, throwing the drink on the fan, as I'm sure the fan said something ridiculous to him.
No, fans say something ridiculous to an owner?
I know. The owner of an NFL team? Wow. But, yeah, he got a face full of something, whatever was in that cup anyway. And, again, no game slate for us to preview. Nothing going on. I don't know. With that, that's pretty much a wrap on our first episode of the 2024 NFL season with our preseason previews primarily. Rob, how are you feeling about this season as a whole? Do you think we got some excitement coming?
This is football season. It's my favorite time of the year. We're in high school sports, college sports, and then NFL. It's full of it. I love it. I think our first episode is going to be the week prior to the first week. We're going to start doing a 5-day prediction, so that's the next time to check in with us.
Yeah, the first game of the season, I believe, is September 5th, if I'm not mistaken. It's a Thursday night game, so our episode will be dropping that Thursday on the 5th. So look to that. We'll be previewing those 5 games. I think that Thursday night game is even one of them, so definitely got to check it out. Obviously, thanks again to the Cappy for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check them out on Amazon. Get your 4-pack of the Cappies. So nothing gets in your drink, and so you can open it.
Exactly. And then we'll be doing a prediction about picking teams, and we're going to have a online, too, where you can join us and do the predictions, and you can compare some of your stats to ours and see if maybe we'll have some viewers with their knowledge adding to it.
More knowledge than us, obviously. But, yeah, obviously, with that, like, comment, subscribe, wherever you get the banter, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts. YouTube is a big one for us, so please, even if you don't listen on YouTube, just go hit that subscribe button. No. If you don't even use it anyway, you might as well just hit it, you know what I mean? Other than that, what is it, 2 weeks? 2 weeks until we're back. With that, it's been Banner with the Boys. Gridiron, what do we call it? Gridiron updates. That's right. Gridiron update. Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.